kids love computer games. The problem is there's a lot of junk ones out there. Ones where they're like shooting their friends and shooting everybody in sight, and that's no good. Or else they have some, you know, kind of not very well dressed people in it and so forth, and you're like, guys, don't look at that. Don't play that. Don't play those games. Would it comfort you to know that there are some non-violent fun video games out there? And I'm not talking about Xbox or Nintendo 64 billion or whatever. I'm talking about stuff you can download on your own computer. They're innocent, they're fun, and you might find them fun too. Okay, first we have to do that magic little flip so that you can see my screen. There we go. Okay, let's start with PBS Kids. Now, this is one I don't particularly like, but the kids love it. They enjoy it for hours on end. Now, don't sit them down to play it for hours, because that's a big waste of time. But if you get on the website, pbskids.org, I'm sorry, not .com, there's a whole bunch of games of all different kinds for the different subjects. Game number two, Frogato. I don't know how to say that. This is a simple Nintendo-style, old-style Nintendo game. Don't worry about these little text things that keep coming up. This is just a tutorial round that you're seeing here. But Frogato is a fun little game, and it gets harder as you go along. He does not shoot. He eats. In fact, he licks up with his tongue, and then he spits it out. And then you can get points for eating those bugs. Actually, the sounds are really a lot of fun on that. The kids love it. Next game, Armegatron. Now, Armegatron is just a knockoff of Tron, as you can see. Now, the fun thing about Armegatron is that you can play it multiple players against other computers. So if you have two computers, maybe a laptop and a main computer, play against each other. Okay, next, and this is one of my favorites, Stuntmania! Now, you just want to get the demo version because you don't want to pay for a game. With the other versions, you can get all these different tracks. With the regular version, you only get one track, but it's a pretty cool track. And you only get one car as well. You can't use all these others that you see there. But you can play with this one car on this one level. So let's give it a try. Da-da-da. Basically, it's just this trick arena. You're just playing tricks on an ATV, kind of a race car thing. And it's pretty dynamic. It bounces all over the place and spins around. And you never get hurt. Nothing ever gets damaged or anything. You're just driving around and rolling around, and you can go around and try to get these cool little button things, which I just missed here. You can see. So I'm going to go back. Oh, trip again. Back up. Do the cool little trick. Okay, and then jump. And whoa, see, now we've got teleport power, which means, you know, anyway, you can get all different kinds of powers. Next game, X-Moto. X-Moto is basically a little motorcycle game. You're just trying to stay up on your X-Moto motorcycle. Just a minute. Now this level's a little choppy. Once in a while they'll be a little choppy, but most of the levels are pretty clean. X-Moto, you can flip around on your motorcycle. You can drive forward, and when you drive, you're going and trying not to fall over. Now it's really easy to fall over, so you're trying to balance and stuff. And you can also skip to any level that's available. You don't have to beat a level in order to advance if you don't want to. And this level's really hard, so this is probably not the best example. But there's hundreds of these levels. People are building them all the time. And if you hit your head, well, that's how you lose that level. And you can try it again, or you can go on to the next level, and we're going to go on. This one's a tricky one because the ground that you see is not the ground that you get. They've all got fun little different things for each level, so it's kind of fun. Now that little ghost guy you saw ahead, he's just kind of a guide that shows you where you might want to consider going. Oh, head down. Doom. Okay, son. And let's just skip all that. Okay, next is Tux Kart. Now, if you've ever played Super Mario Kart, it's very much like that. But this is free. And you can't beat free. So, pick your car. Let's do this guy here. There we go. And you can have as many carts that you go against as you want, up to 19. And once you get to 19, it gets really hard. So, we're going to do 10 this time. You can do different levels. We'll do expert level because I like expert level. Jenny likes novice level. You probably want to start with novice level. But then you can do different race tournaments, Grand Prix, or you can do individual tracks like we're going to do Fort Magma. Now you'll notice that I don't have the sound on any of these games. That is simply because my screenshot program does not let me do sound. And so I have to record the sound separate. But they've all got fun sounds as well. Whoa, and if you fall off, whee, just somebody rescues you. This weird button that comes out of nowhere rescues you. Whee! It's a lot of fun. Collect cupcakes to throw at people. Whee! Next one, Penguin's Arena. This one's my favorite so far. It's basically a penguin snowball game. You're just playing snowballs. But you're knocking each other off of islands into the water, and that's how you keep track of points. If you get hit in the water 3 times, you're out. No, I'm sorry. You get hit as many times as you have guys left. Anyway, you just try not to get hit in the water. But you're trying to hit the other guys in the water. And now with a paid version, you can get all these extra things you can do. We don't do paid versions at my house. We get just the bare essentials. At the beginning, it'll give you one thing, you know, like the fish bomb or maybe the basket of fish that you can makes it so you can throw faster and so forth. Anyway. But it's a fun game, and it takes a little practice. Definitely start on the easy level with this one. But if you like first-person shooter without the mega violence that guns and bombs and things provide, this is a good alternative snowball game. So as you can see, there's a few games out there that are a lot of fun, they're free, and they're non-violent. But I would love to hear if you know of some as well that are good family-friendly games. So post them here below on the comments down there. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? And Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa.
Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome.